Satellite imagery, 100,000 mass grave. The finding of over 100,000 bodies in mass graves around Damascus, Syria, speaks to the atrocities committed under the Assad regime, in a world that is largely desensitized to such violence. This adds to the ongoing persecution of Christians and ethnic minorities and international hypocrisy in dealing with these crises, showing the moral bankruptcy of global institutions as never before. The Syrian tragedy. Satellite imagery and eyewitness accounts confirm that mass graves exist in Al-Qutaifa, Syria. Victims include men, women, and children subjected to unimaginable tortures, burning, shootings, and hangings. These are not casualties of war but deliberate acts of terror perpetrated by a regime intent on silencing dissent. While these graves offer grim closure for the families of those who lost loved ones to Assad's brutal dictatorship, they also put into sharp focus the utter failure of the international community to hold such regimes accountable. Assad himself, now living a life of refuge and wealth in Russia, has evaded justice, leaving fear and suffering in his wake. Where, might I ask, is the outrage? Where are the arrest warrants? Video detailing the situation. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Christian and Kurdish persecution. Turkish proxies, supported by Ankara, attack Kurdish forces and their Christian allies in northeastern Syria. Such might unleash another massacre, while freeing tens of thousands of ISIS fighters currently kept detained by the Kurds. Christian communities devastated by ISIS atrocities today are caught in the crossfire of geopolitical chess games. These Kurdish fighters have been staunch allies of the West, guarding prison camps that house more than 50,000 ISIS members and their family members. Yet, Western nations, most notably the U.S., appear unwilling or unable to forestall Turkey's aggression. Dave Eubank with the Free Burma Rangers said of the impending disaster. There will be a great slaughter, not just of Kurds but of Christians and anybody who opposes these Islamic radicals in northeast Syria. ISIS will rise again right now, and we will lose one of the few allies we have in the region. The hypocrisy of the UN, the United Nations, self-declared guardian of international peace and justice, has just demonstrated the location of its priorities. Rather than turn its attention to such atrocities, it continues its disproportionate targeting of Israel. At one point, Norway spearheaded a resolution demanding that Israel allow UN agencies accused of collusion with Hamas to operate freely in Gaza, this despite evidence that some UN staff participated in the October 7 attacks on Israel. It shockingly came to light that more than 450 UNRWA staff members had affiliations with terrorist organizations, something that raises very serious questions with regard to the UN's role in perpetuating violence and extremism. The commission of such double standards negates the UN's moral authority. While Israel is defending its sovereignty against groups advocating its destruction, the UN has been silent on crimes like those in Syria, Armenia, and other hotspots where Christian and ethnic minorities face annihilation. A call to action. It is not enough to document such atrocities. The world must act. International courts must seek justice for the victims buried in Syrian mass graves. Nations must lean on Turkey to end its campaign against the Kurds and their Christian allies. The resurgence of ISIS must be stopped at all costs, with accountability extending to organizations complicit in spreading hatred and violence. To pastors and church members alike, the time to act is now. Get out of the pews and on your phones. Call your government representatives demanding action. Let them know these atrocities cannot be ignored. Speak out for the Christians, Kurds, and other vulnerable groups whose lives are hanging in the balance. True justice will only come when the world's most vulnerable are no longer silenced by fear and neglect.